never anywhere in my life have I seen so many retarded-ass drivers as I have in Kansas.
Is that right? Are you continuing our conversation from yesterday, or did something happen today to start this?
I didn't hear your conversation yesterday.
Oh, wow. What a coincidence. Mm. Well, go on. What have you seen?
All right. You guys stay in the left lane that are going slower than
the... Oh, on, like, the highway?
Yes.
Okay.
Or, like, on 18 here going into Manhattan when it's two lanes down by the airport and all that. It goes slow.
Yeah. Yesterday, I got stuck behind some dude going 35. 35.
That's really retarded.
Sorry, go on. I didn't mean to cut you off.
But then, you got, like, not only is that guy going slow, but he's not passing the guy in the right lane. So now they're taking up both lanes. You know what I mean? They got, like, a little side-by-side thing going on, and it's like a conspiracy. They're not going to let you pass.
Oh, yeah.
And the military isn't, they kind of frown upon untimeliness. And people in Kansas don't try and help you as far as getting there on time.
I don't know if they're smart enough to realize that people are trying to get to places on time, especially early in the morning, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It does seem like everybody goes so slow.
Yeah.
Right.
If they're driving before 6.
Right. And, you know, I even tried the thing that, you know, I'll get up on their butt. Okay, you want to move now? How about that? It doesn't work. They could care less.
Yeah. That's not going to work. They're just going to slow down more, especially if you start flashing your brights at them and stuff, or throwing things at them from your car.
But my biggest problem is once you pass that slow person, all of a sudden, he found the gas pedal, and now he's going to, like, keep slingshotting himself past you and slowing down, passing you and slowing down.
Wow, I'm having deja vu here, Jerry Ann.
Yeah, that's one of my
You're summing up our entire conversation from yesterday. That's impressive.
Mm-hmm.
This is like 5 callers in 1 right here.
Okay.
Congratulations, man. That's nicely done. I'm impressed.
I really didn't hear your conversation yesterday.
Yeah, that's why I'm impressed. It's like, wow. This guy's got it.
Is there anybody in Kansas that can drive? Is this like this everywhere in Kansas? Or just
I like to think that I can drive, you know, but... Yeah, it does seem like... Oh, where are you from?
I'm from Michigan.
Michigan? And it seems like Michigan drivers are a little bit more reasonable than the ones out here.
I tell you what, I was just in Germany for 2 years.
Yeah.
Germany, European drivers are the best drivers in the world.
Is that right?
Because the left lane will always be open. And if you want to haul ass, you go flying down through there. But if someone sees you coming up, they get right over. They don't sit there and say, well, you know, I'll finish my cigarette, and then I might think about getting over it.
Now,
if you don't, you're going to have a BMW tattooed to the back of your forehead, or back of your head, you know?
Hey, what, in Germany, though, do you drive on the other side of the road?
No, you don't.
You don't?
No.
It's normal there.
Yeah, you're thinking of Russia. Russia does that.
Well,
no,
most places in Europe do, don't they?
Italy, France, they were all the same.
Oh, okay. Huh.
But you can just drive really fast. I mean, we never went anywhere under 120 miles an hour.
Oh, yeah, you had the Autobahn over there, too, right?
Yeah.
Did you get to try that out?
What's that?
Did you get to try that out?
Yeah, no. It's everywhere. The Autobahn, it's not just one specific highway. It's all the highways in Germany.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty badass.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, if you come back from Germany to here, yeah, there's no way. Everyone gets schooled here.
It's the speed. It's not even a big thing. It's just the fact that no one has respect to get out of the way of the people that do want to go faster.
Yeah, you're right. Sons of bitches, man.